Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For many decades, our state's colleges and universities have been providing professional development courses for our business community, but one caught our eye recently that certainly seems to stand out from traditional offerings, one that shows how using anthropology can help you advance your career. Dr. Melissa Vogel is a professor of anthropology and director of the Business Anthropology Program at Clemson University, where she joins us from now. Dr. Vogel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike.
So let's get the background here. How did this get started?
I noticed that, you know, on the one hand, our students really needed to show how they could use their social science research skills in the workforce and needed a little business savvy to do that. And I also noticed that our business students at Clemson could use a little help getting more of a global mindset and having more of a cross-cultural view of the world. So I created the For Credit program at Clemson. And while we were doing that, we noticed that there was a need to provide this kind of training to folks that were already in the workforce as well, because they're facing these problems on the job and may not have had a chance to study any kind of social science when they were still in college. So we created a non-credit program for professionals that is launching this year.
And the use of anthropology as a tool for the business world, is that a new thing?
Actually, Scandinavia, especially Denmark, is known for applying social science research methods to business and having some very successful programs like this. There's actually a pretty long history of doing this type of work within the discipline of anthropology going back to the 1930s, but people got away from doing the more business-focused in the 60s and 70s, and then slowly started creeping back in the 80s, and it's really picked up since the 1990s with the information tech revolution. And now the largest employer of anthropologists outside of the government is Silicon Valley, like Intel, Microsoft, Google, and Facebook.
Can you give us a real-world example of what some of the tools are that would be in this program that the business community would use from anthropology?
Absolutely. So they do project-based learning in all of the classes. They have to pick a particular brand for one class that they're going to study and provide both the insiders and outsiders' perspectives on that brand, doing interviews with users, and they have to provide strategic insights and solutions for that brand to improve their market share. And then for the other class, they get to have a little bit more of a choice on how they want to do their project, the qualitative research class, but they have to cover interviews, observations, and what we call content analysis, which usually involves looking at websites or other materials that are provided by businesses. And again, being able to provide insights and strategic solutions to any kind of problems that they identify.
And you mentioned cross-cultural perspectives are enhanced, I guess, through taking this course as well. Can you talk about how that works?
Yeah, so in anthropology, of course, you know, we study human cultures around the globe and throughout the entire course of human existence. So I think we bring a unique perspective to looking at business problems and solutions because we don't approach these from just one perspective. We try to keep in mind a more holistic view of how is this product or this brand or this problem going to be viewed by people from different demographic groups in different parts of the world. And by doing that, I think you can help businesses avoid very embarrassing problems, blowing it when they try to take their product or their marketing campaign to another region or another country and not realizing the implications it would have there.
The business community, it seems like, over the past several decades has been very focused on quantitative results, quantitative research, but you mentioned qualitative as being the important factor.
Yes, so we purposely chose qualitative research as our focus because it's projected that in the next decade or two, nearly all quantitative analysis will be done by artificial intelligence. So what businesses will need are more qualitative researchers because an AI still can't read people's emotions and facial expressions as well as a live person. So we think this is going to be a valuable, valuable job skill, and the Bureau of Labor actually projects that in the next decade, we'll see about 19% job growth in what's called user experience research, and 23% in market research.
Well, Melissa, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you again, Mike.
Dr. Melissa Vogel is a professor of anthropology and director of the Business Anthropology Program at Clemson University. We will have a link to the program posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.